this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Give me a servant spirit. Luke chapter 15, verse 18. I will arise and go to my father, and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. If we have had any study at all of the ministry of Jesus, we will recall the parable that he told about the prodigal son. It's been known as that. Prodigal is one who goes away into a far country. And the illustration that Jesus gave about this prodigal son is that he wasted everything the father had given him on the pleasures of this life, the so-called pleasures of this life, only to realize that the pleasures of this life never satisfy. And he ended up in a pig pen, feeding the pigs and eating what scraps they had left for him. And in the midst of that degradation for a Jewish boy to be fallen so far short of what the father had to offer, he made a determination to go back to his father. In humility, he would go back to his father. And he had in mind what he would say when he came into the presence of his father. He said, I have sinned against heaven and against you. And his plea was that he would be restored not as a son, but as a servant. Give me a servant spirit. Oh, I want that in my life as much as, or more than anything else I could even express. I want to be a servant of the living God. I do not want to ever put on any airs or act more superior than anyone around me, but just to be a servant. It was interesting that when he finally returned home, he had the speech all memorized. He was going to ask his father for a position as a servant in his household. Not a son, but a servant. But the father did not even let the words out of his mouth. Immediately he began to call for his servants and clothed that wayward son in the finest of garments and the finest of shoes. And he put on a huge banquet for his son that had returned. He was so joyous that a son had returned to the fold. In like manner, the Lord is so happy when there's a soul in this world that turns back and accepts him. I don't care how far you or I or anyone else has fallen from the grace that God has given. The Father in heaven rejoices when we return to him. Never think that you are so far from God that he is not far from you. He is always waiting, watching, expecting. An interesting comment that I have made and have observed in this story, the parable of the prodigal son, is of the older brother. The older brother did not go into the far country. He did not waste his money on riotous living. But his heart was not with the father. His heart was jealous over the so-called pleasures his younger brother was experiencing. He had no idea, actually, what the younger brother was doing in the far country. He supposed he was wasting his money on women and wine and riotous living. It gives us a little bit of an inkling that there was a jealous spirit. That brother was vicariously living a debauched life through what he imagined his younger brother was experiencing. And the sad thing is The older brother never came into the household of his father, as far as we read. He would not yield his superiority to come under the authority of his father. The son was treated with a banquet. The older son stayed in the field. Which son are you? I want to be a son with a servant spirit. I hope that younger son, even though he was treated with love and respect by the father, I hope the story that Jesus told would find that son serving those around him as a servant himself. Are you a servant? I pray that God will make you and I true servants of the Spirit of God. Heavenly Father, as we think about this story that you have told, that is so penetrating, so heartbreaking, and yet so exciting in its anticipation, that no matter what we have done or how far we have fallen, you're always there waiting for us, eager to accept us back into the fold. I pray that we might be faithful servants of the Most High God in everything we do and all that we say. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.